It's still summer in the city, baby. But while it's still summer in the city, come listen to the fabulous sounds of soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next, baby. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.
The Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T Love coming at you with a soulful, nice, summerish, hot, funky instrumental from the Funk Brothers, baby, called the Philly Dog, coming out of Detroit, Michigan, baby. And as you know, the Funk Brothers was the nickname of the Detroit, Michigan session musicians who performed the backing to most Motown records from 1959 until the company moved to Los Angeles in 1972. And the Funk Brothers played on Motown hits such as My Girl, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, Baby Love, Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, The Tears of a Clown, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, and Love Is Like a Heat Wave, baby. And most of the notable members of the Funk Brothers, Joe Hunter and Earl Van Dyke on piano, the late, great James Jamerson, bass guitar, Benny Papa Zeta Benjamin, Richard Pistol Allen on drums, Paul Reiser trombone, Robert White, Eddie Willis, and Joe Messina, Jack Ashford, who was the tambourine, percussion, vibraphone, marimba, Jack Brokenshaw, vibraphone and marimba, and Eddie Bongo Brown on percussion, baby. And as you know, recently we lost Mr. Bob Babbitt, who was a bassist, and then also a member of the Funk Brothers was Mr. Dennis Coffee, baby. And this is Professor T Love coming at you on a bowl of soul on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby. I hope you're enjoying your summer. Let me tell you, it's been hot, hot, hot. That's all I can tell you. And let me tell you, Climate change is in full effect, ladies and gentlemen. Do not fool yourself. We are experiencing the effects of climate change. But you know what? While it's hot, you know what? Everybody needs love, baby. Coming at you on A Bowl of Soul, Mary Wells' rendition of Everybody Needs Love. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Me love you. You say you want someone to trust in you. Can't you see that's what I'm trying to do? I know that you've been hurt before and you're afraid to try. Love once more without love by your side. You only have a lie. 'Cause everybody needs love, oh yeah. Everybody needs love. You say you wanna be kissed.
Wanna be kissed.
But you won't let me kiss you.
No, no, no.
You say you wanna be missed. Can't you see how my arms are missing you? She's got you hurting so inside. Now for love, you try to hide. How you try, without love you can't survive. 'Cause everybody needs love, oh yeah. Everybody needs love.
Everybody needs love, baby. And you know, that song was released after Mary Wells left Motown. She left Motown in 1964, in which 1964 turned out to be her most stellar year. She was a superstar in 1964 off of the strength of a big hit, her signature hit, and her last hit with Motown, My Guy. But she did this song, was produced by Norman Whitfield, but it became a hit for Gladys Knight and the Pips. In fact, that was Gladys Knight and the Pips' first album called Everybody Needs Love that came out in 1967 on the Soul label. But Mary Esther Wells was born May 13th, 1943, and she passed away on July 26, 1992. She was an American singer who helped to define the emerging sound of Motown in the early 1960s, along with the Miracles, the Temptations, the Supremes, and the Four Tops. Mary Wells was said to have been part of the change in black music onto radio stations and record shelves of mainstream America, bridging the color lines in music at the time. With a string of hits composed mainly by Smokey Robinson, including Two Lovers, 1962, the Grammy-nominated You Beat Me to the Punch, 1962, and her signature hit, My Guy, in 1964, she became recognized as the Queen of Motown until her departure from the company in 1964, which, like I said, was at the height of her popularity. She was one of Motown's first singing superstars. She was born in Detroit, Michigan, and she died in Los Angeles, California. The genres of music that Mary Wells did was R&B, pop, soul, Motown, disco. And the years active singing was from 1960 to 1990. She had this song that came out in the early years of Motown called Bye Bye Baby. And what, the way I discovered Mary Wells was off of her album for Atco Records. She had this song called Dear Lover. Dear Lover was a top 10 hit for her after she left Motown. And she had a couple of other songs on that album that were pretty hot. Actually, that was a pretty hot album. It was produced by Mr. Brunswick Records himself, Mr. Carl Davis. And she, like I said, she scored her top 10 R&B hit, Dear Love. And actually, that was her last top 10 R&B hit. And like I said, Mary Wells basically ushered Motown into being ushered Motown into being a crossover sensation in the 1960s. And as you know, Mary Wells was also married to Cecil Womack of the Womack family, which included Mr. Bobby Womack, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming at you next, you know, a lot of people, a lot of rock and roll people love the Ronettes, but you know, the Ronettes, they started out as a doo-wop girl group, but I want to play the Ronettes because these were three black girls that was part of the girl group era, along with the Supremes, the Crystals, you name it, the Shirelles. The Ronettes had a brief period of success, and I'm here to introduce you to the Ronettes talking about Do I Love You, Baby? And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Mistake, the Ronettes had an impact on the American rock and roll scene, as well as the R&B scene, and as well as the girl group scene. You know, the Ronettes were from Spanish Harlem. and the lead singer, Ronnie Spector, before she became Phil Spector's wife, was Veronica Bennett. She's the lead singer, and her older sister, Estelle Bennett, and their cousin, Nedra Talley. These girls had sung together since they were teenagers, and they were known as the Darling Sisters. They were signed first by Cold Pix Records in 1961, and then they moved to Spector's Phillies Records in March of 1963. Some of their most famous songs: Be My Baby, one of my favorites. Baby, I Love You, that's another one of my favorites. Best Part of Breaking Up Is When You're Making Up With Me. That's another song that I love. And Walking in the Rain. This song was another song that I think was like their swan song for 1965, because after 1965, they disbanded. But what I didn't know was that the Ronettes, Walking in the Rain, won a Grammy in 1965. And Be My Baby was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999. In late 1964, the group released their only studio album, because a lot of these songs that they sang were singles, presenting the Fabulous Ronettes featuring Veronica, which entered the Billboard chart at number 96. And it has since become a classic. And Rolling Stone magazine ranked it number 422 on the list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. In 2007, the Ronettes were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame in 2004. The Ronettes was the only girl group that toured with the Beatles. Okay? And like I said, you know, the Ronnie Spector, her group had a strong influence on the Beach Boys, especially Brian Wilson had a very strong influence on Bruce Springsteen, as well as Billy Joel. Some of the songs that were written for them was written by Phil Spector himself, Jeff Barry, and Ellie Greenwich, and they wrote a lot of their songs. In fact, one song that they did, I Can Hear Music, which was released in 1965, June of 1965, was covered by the Beach Boys in 1969 with great success. And you know, Ronnie Spector and the Ronettes, they do have a great place, not only in rock and roll history, but in R&B history as well, because these were three black girls, just like the Supremes, who made it big. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, and this is Professor T. Love on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby. And I'm also on Live 365, baby. Just go to live365.com and type in A Bowl of Soul. And let me tell you, you are definitely going to get A Bowl of Soul. And you can catch me at 7 p.m. on Sundays on the rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm. And I just want to give a shout out to all the Leos in the house, because you know August is a big month for birthdays. And I just want to give a shout out to Shonda Bourne, born August 10th, shouting her out. Her birthday is this Friday, baby. Happy birthday to you. And Mel Soultree, who is a singer with the Crystals. And you can go to thecrystals.com. And she had a birthday at the beginning of the week. Happy birthday, Melissa. And just giving a shout out to my good friend, my homegirl, Valerie Montucci, also had a birthday earlier this week. And also Miss Michelle Chapman, giving her a shout out, telling her happy birthday. All the Leos in the house say ow, baby. Ow. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And coming up next, gonna uplift you, baby, because you know, this past month, In the previous month, we've been having a crime wave. People have been getting shot and killed. And let me tell you, there's no room for that. There really is no room for that. You know what I'm saying? We still have to try and do our best to get these guns off the street, because it's destroying us all over. We had the mass shooting in Aurora, Colorado. And then, as you know, we had another shooting at a Sikh temple in Madison, Wisconsin. I mean, when is it going to stop? But we'll come at you with something uplifting. You know, Mighty High, baby, from the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Listen to my story. Mighty High, baby. Listen to my story. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Take the load off your mind, ride mighty glory. Listen to my story, ride mighty high. Take the load off your mind, ride mighty glory. Listen to my story, ride mighty high. Take the thorn off your feet, heed what I'm saying. Heed what I'm saying, he'll set your mind at ease. I was just a man, lonely man indeed. God shook all my trouble yesterday, he set me free. Take the load off your mind, ride mighty glory. Listen to my story, ride mighty high. Take the load off your mind, ride mighty glory. Listen to my story, ride mighty high. He leads you to discover the man that I could be. Let him be your leader, he's so good, he'll set you free. Listen to my story, listen to my plea. Let him be your leader, he will end your misery. I'm on it,
baby. That's right. You know what I'm saying? You gotta lift up yourself. You know, you gotta ask God to lift you up, baby. And that was a gospel song, by the way. It was a contemporary gospel song that came out. And you know, the Mighty Clouds of Joy is really a traditional gospel quartet that was formed in 1960 and started out in a traditional bass style. Eventually, the Mighty Clouds of Joy added soul, R&B, and rock flourishes into their musical mix. One of their early hits was produced by Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff of Philadelphia International Records fame without diluting the essential religious essence of their material. The long-lived group flourished throughout the rest of the 20th century, scoring numerous Grammy Awards and nominations, as well as several hit albums along the way. They were based in Los Angeles, California. The original group members included Joe Lagone, Jimmy Jones out of Tyler, Texas, Johnny Martin, who died in 1987, Ermont Franklin Jr., Artis Turnbow, who died in 1999, Elmo Franklin, who died in 2008, Richard Wallace, Rodney Hamilton, Leon Polk, and David Walker, who also recorded several tracks with Link Ray under the name Bunker Hill. And as I said, They started in 1960, and the label they were on was the Peacock record label. That's like part of the subsidiary of ABC Records at the time, ABC Paramount. And they had an album called Steal Away to Jesus. And if you want to know more about the Mighty Clouds of Joy, you can go to their website, www.mightycloudsofjoy.com. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And we're going to keep this upliftment going. Because you know what? All of us are winners. We are all winners, not losers. We are all winners, baby. And we have to believe that, and we have to have faith to believe that we're a winner. I'm going to play for you an extended version, and I'm going to repeat again, an extended version of The Impressions featuring Mr. Curtis Mayfield talking about we're a winner, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed bowl of soul music, yeah.
know you a winner. Everybody, hey, you gonna move on up. Ooh, 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 you're a winner. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're, come on. That's too funky. You know you're gonna move on up. Ooh, 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 you're a winner. I had to play that, and I had to play the extended version because it calls for playing that, you know. One thing about the Impressions, they always sang positive music, you know, giving you something to hope for, something to believe in. And I believe that we have to move up. We can't go backwards, you know. We can't fall back into bad habits, and this thing with this destruction of one another, that's falling backwards. That's not moving on up, like, you know, Curtis Mayfield was saying. You know, the Impressions, you know, they have a place in American history, period. American music history. I consider Curtis Mayfield to be like the Gandhi of soul, because a lot of his lyrics, he would tell the story of what is going on in America. Not only would he talk about what is going on in America, but he used music to deliver a message, just like a preacher would deliver a message. But he delivered it in a way that you could groove to it, but still have some thoughts about what's going on around you. And, you know, the Impressions were from Chicago, and they were originally formed in 1958. Their repertoire includes doo-wop, gospel, soul, and R&B. They are still going strong till this day. And as you know, some of the members of the Impressions are Fred Cash, who is still part of the group, Sam Gooden, now Reggie Torian. But the former members were Curtis Mayfield and the great Jerry Butler. And by 1962, Jerry Butler departed from the Impressions, because the Impressions started out with Sam Gooden, Richard Brooks, Arthur Brooks, Jerry Butler, and Curtis Mayfield, who were added to the group. Later on, it was only Mayfield, Gooden, and Fred Cash, and they became a top-selling soul act. Curtis Mayfield left the group in 1970 for a solo career, but other replacements were Leroy Hudson, Ralph Johnson, Reggie Torian, Sammy Fender, and Nate Evans, who were among the replacements who joined Gooden and Cash. The Impressions are inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. Their music, which was heavily influenced by gospel music, served as inspirational anthems for the civil rights movement. One of their hits that was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1998 was People Get Ready, and they are also the winners of the Rhythm and Blues Foundation's Pioneer Award. They not only sang about peace, they walked in peace. If you want to get more information about the Impressions, you can go to www.the-impressions.com, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And this is Professor T Love on the Progressive Radio Network, baby. And what we're going to do is we need to take a pause for the cause. Yes, this is Professor T Love on A Bowl of Soul, baby. And I'm hoping that you are digging some of the soulful sounds that you're hearing. I'm hoping that this music is like cooling you off, because, you know, we need something else to cool us off other than the air conditioner, baby. And let it be music, 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 because the message is in the music, baby. And coming up next, we got to hit you off with a little something, you know, a little promo, you know, that my buddy put together for me, baby. And check it out, baby. It's A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul. We'll be right back.
That's hot. That is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, the funk and soul band. They are signed to Daptone Records, and the Dap Kings are the house band. Their origin is Brooklyn, New York, baby, and they've been active since 1996 to the present, and they're on, again, the Daptone label. And what they have done, and the way I discovered Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings was listening to my man, none other than Mr. Felix Hernandez in the Rhythm Review, and they played this song that reminded me so much of James Brown. You know, I got a thing going on. You know, I mean, it blew my mind that I was listening to that, because it sounded so much like a throwback to the late funk era of James Brown, from the late 60s, mid 60s to the early 70s, baby. You know, but they're a hot band. If you want to check out more information about Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, go to SharonJonesandTheDapKings.com, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, you know what? Sometimes, again, you know, you got to play this music to let the young people know that they are young and gifted. And this is Nina Simone coming with Young, to be young, gifted, and black. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Young, gifted, and black.
Oh, what a lovely, precious dream.
You know, we have to be reminded of that. You know what I'm saying? You don't live beneath yourself. And this song doesn't have to go only to being young, gifted, and black. Anybody, young, gifted, and Asian, it doesn't matter. You never live beneath yourself. You understand? Because God made all of us. It doesn't matter what color we are. He made us to not live beneath ourselves. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, the late, great Mr. Donny Hathaway, talking about someday we'll all be free. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
¶¶
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Hang on to the world as it spins around. Just don't let the spin get you down.
Baby, someday we'll all be free. And, you know, I pray to God that we all will reach that, you know, because when you look at some places and some parts of the world, a lot of people are still not free. And that is no lie. Just look at the news and you read the stories and you see that people are working towards being free. But that's where the struggle comes from. It comes from the fact that you're working towards it. And you're trying to get to that goal. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And that's the late, great Mr. Donnie Hathaway, baby, playing Someday We'll All Be Free. And his daughter is Miss Layla Hathaway. And when you get a chance, check out her website. And she is a phenomenal singer herself. You know, a wonderful singer. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, I just want to give a shout out to Mr. David Perkins, who is the CEO of Sirius Sounds Records. And I want to thank David for the honor of putting me in his newsletter as a radio station that not only plays A Bowl of Soul, which he said, you really do mix it up. It really is A Bowl of Soul. And I want to thank David Perkins for that. But most of all, David also was a member of this doo-wop group called The Barons. And I told him, I said, man, you got to let me check out some of that music because I love doo-wop music. But he has another record out, another song out by Miss Donna Mitchell, baby, talking about we're going to weather the storm. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You opened up your heart to let me come in so I could be with you from the beginning until the end. You opened up your eyes so that you could see.
A very, very beautiful slow jam, like Quiet Storm. Beautiful song by Miss Donna Mitchell. And if you want to check out more of Donna Mitchell's music, just make sure you visit Serious Sounds, SeriousSoundsCompany.com, baby. And you can Google Serious Sounds Company. And if you want to email Serious Sounds, you email them at dnpenterprise.llc@juno.com, baby. And you will be checking out Miss Donna Mitchell at SeriousSoundsCompany.com, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. Got to play you some new soul music to enlighten you as well, because it's about bridging the gap between classic soul and new soul. with a lot of other stuff mixed in between, baby, and that's what makes A Bowl of Soul. I'm on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby, and if you wish to email me, you can email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at abowlofsoul on Twitter. And I want to thank all of you for following me on Twitter and getting my feeds with the links to, you know, listening to A Bowl of Soul in the archives, as well as listening to A Bowl of Soul on Live 365 as well. Make sure you check out those archives. Let me tell you, you guys are blowing them up. Okay? And coming up next, baby, another new song. Another new song by Miss Chandra Corelli. And it's called You're Just Right. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're here with me so peacefully. We've got this thing everyone can see. I'm yours for now and eternity. I hear your voice so soft and sweet in rhythm and in time repeat. Say love and adore me. You're just right, like I like. Oh, when you hold me tight, it just feels right. I'm not different than anyone else, and I must confess, I've had issues of trust and about us. You're my friend, more than that, through thick and thin. It's not new, but it's right. Like I like when you hold me tight. It just feels right. Into my life you brought me joy, joy.
Yeah, you all, that's Vista. That's actually Miss Chandra Corelli, baby. She is the former lead singer of the SOS band and has toured, recorded and toured with Roy Ayers. As you know, the SOS band had the song, Oh Baby, You're the Finest, and Take Your Time, Do It Right, and A Weekend Girl. And, you know, Miss Corelli was the featured soloist in the number one hit movie, Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Her music is influenced by R&B, jazz, and gospel. And if you want to catch up with Miss Chandra Corelli, you can catch up with her on www.sonicbids.com/ Chandra, Chandra Corelli, Currelly, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And I'm going to leave you with something thought-provoking by this young brother, Mr. Mark Dorsey, from the soundtrack of Crooklyn. No, not Crooklyn, actually. Clockers. Yes, this was a very... This song was the opening song for the beginning of the movie, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, People in Search of Life by Mr. Mark Dorsey.
There is a place that is so hard to find. Behind the walls we build inside our minds. Some break the walls, some break the rooms, some even get things changed.
This is Professor T-Love, and I'm going to leave you right there for a bowl of soul, baby. Just letting you know it's the B-R-O-N-X. You know what's next, baby, and I want you to stay tuned, baby. Check me out next Friday on A Bowl of Soul, and if you wish to listen to me in the archives, baby. There's plenty of archives for you to listen to. Again, this is A Bowl of Soul. Enjoy your Friday. Have a great weekend. Try to stay cool. And you know, don't be no fool, baby. You know, listen to some great tunes on A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.